We want to remind everyone to join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium and at our upcoming show in Cincinnati, Ohio, October 24th. Just a few tickets left. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, and you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Brian, the government shutdown has ceased all kinds of important government functions. But you'll be happy to know that one important government facility is still open. What is it?
I don't know. Give me a hint.
They can take our freedom, but they'll never take our Stairmaster.
Oh, the workout facility.
Right, the house gym is still open. So if you're keeping score at home, the United States nuclear plants are going uninspected. But the house gym, still open.
Do you think Ted Cruz was born with that body?
Yeah, that's probably right.
Well, you know, who's the Paul Ryan there? Mm-hmm. If I could have a Paul Ryan body, you would not be able to tell me anything. My face on Paul Ryan's body
would look really weird.
So upsetting.
Yeah, we would.
So troubling. I mean,
and that would really
that was the price I would have to pay for that nice physique. Just leave, like, blackhead, white body. Blackhead, awesome white body. That's the price you pay.
That
it's like
would,
a Brother Grimm's tale.
That
something.
Would literally get the government working again.
Yes.
Just to try to deal with the situation that was your head on Paul Ryan's body. They'd be like, sorry, I know, guys, we've had some...
Yeah. Raise the debt ceiling.
To whatever, to stop that.
You know what I think we should do?
What?
We shut down the showers for those jerks, and we have them stinky in that whatever chamber until they figure this out. Some nice old-fashioned body odor.
Yeah.
That'll get it going.
Well, you don't want to see... What if they start letting themselves going? They start growing, like, shutdown beards?
Mm-hmm.
And this goes on, right? At the State of the Union speech in January, people were like, behind the president, there's Joe Biden sitting next to a werewolf of some kind.
Oh, wait, no. That's the guy from Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.